The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. And we're back, and Robin is, I don't know, having breakfast here while she's on the air, I guess. Anyway, she is right here with us and quiet at the moment. So we want to have a conversation with a couple of our callers from the last hour that we didn't get to. First one is Bruce. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. How about you?
All right, first thing, let's be positive. At the funeral last week, I was up around Fayette and President Street.
Yeah.
And it was
for the firefighters?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah.
And everybody was respectful.
Yes.
Everybody. And right there where I was at that little corner, there were all kind of people there, black, white, the couple parents with the young children with black were in support of the firefighters, and I didn't hear anybody say anything disparaging or disrespectful. And we even got into conversation. There was a lot of motorcycle cops, Palmer County, Palmer City, everywhere, and I had some conversations with them, and I liked their attitude. And they're concerned about what's going on in Palmer City and other places.
Sure. Well, they're handcuffed.
Well, I agree. And then I talked with a lot of firefighters. They were from all over the country. A lot of people from a lot of firefighters from Boston, Pennsylvania.
Get it? We get it.
And
the outpouring was amazing.
Yes, the outpouring was amazing. No question.
And I made sure we all supported them. We're behind them. A lot of them from Boston. A lot. There's a little. I was like a bar, a tavern across from the convention center. They were great. They were wonderful.
Good.
Nice to be positive.
So, all right, Bruce. Thanks for weighing in. We appreciate it, buddy.
All right. See you.
Bye-bye.
It is nice to hear something positive.
Of course. Let's talk to Tom. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hi, Tom.
What's up, guys?
How you been?
How you been?
Good.
I'm good, man. My favorite talk radio host and hostess.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate it, Tom.
Checks in the mail.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, checks in the mail, right.
Oh. Man, a lot of times since I talked to you last, this retirement's made me lazy.
Hey, look.
Are you enjoying
what's
it?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I moved again.
You moved again?
Yeah, we ended up moving back to Eastern PA because Linda couldn't stand being that far away from the grandkids.
That could be an issue.
Oh,
that would be a major
issue for me.
No question.
I mean, that would be the end of me.
Yep.
Yeah, that's where we ended up. So now we're up in Dallas now. But it's all good.
Yeah, well.
It's all good.
Did you keep the cabin in Tennessee? Did you keep it for a getaway?
Nah, we had to let it go.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that.
Place. Yeah, me too. I loved it there.
Yep.
But she just couldn't get used to being in the woods, and like I said, not seeing the grandkids was killing her.
So. I could get used to being in the woods, not seeing my grandkids, that'd be fighting words.
Yep.
Yeah, it was getting there, so
yep.
I had just changed position. But
yep.
It was all good.
Sure,
but
sure.
I just wanted to give you guys a call. I didn't get up to like 10 of them, so I didn't hear what you were talking about.
Oh, we're talking about guns. We're talking about crime in Baltimore City. We're talking about states that you know, they say the states supply these guns. There are people in those states that are illegal gun runners bringing firearms into Maryland, and the biggest one is Virginia. There's a article in Baltimore Magazine called The Iron Pipeline, and I recommend anybody to use that. I'll be more than glad to share that. If you send me an email, I'll reply to you and send you that link to that that article in Baltimore Magazine. Very, very informative. Very informative, very well written. Not a lot of bias. A lot of people got interviewed, so I kind of like it, and I'll be more than glad to share it. So,
what part did you say you're in Pennsylvania?
Dallastown.
Where?
Dallastown.
I don't know where that is.
Eastern Pennsylvania.
Just over the PA line. 14
right.
miles over the PA line on 83.
Yep.
Okay.
All our grandkids are within a half hour of us now.
Got it. That's okay, great.
So is he near Lancaster? Or that
no.
Area? No.
No, he's straight up 83, boom, right
Never
across
mind.
The line.
You just...
Yeah.
Northern, go up through Bald, right across the line from Baltimore County. Robert.
Okay, I got you.
Okay. Got it.
I did hear you mention Ms. Goldberg culturally appropriating the Jewish name.
Yes, she did.
She committed a leftist sin there. But
she'll never get called. She'll never get called out on it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. No, of course not. No, she's on the right team. But I just want to call and say hi to you guys, let you know I didn't forget about you.
Well, it's great to hear from you. Please
nice
tell Linda I said hi.
Yep.
I
okay.
will do that. You guys
and I understand
care.
That love of the grandkids.
Yep. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah. See ya.
Have a good one, buddy. All right. Chris, any callers on the line? I don't see a text from you.
Yeah, we got Glenn.
Oh, we got Glenn. Okay.
Yeah.
Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Hey, it's Gary again.
Gary.
Oh, Gary. I thought you said Glenn. Okay. Good morning, Gary.
My fault.
I wanted to thank that guy. I think his name was Tom that donated the tickets to me and my son.
Yep.
Yep. Now we got to get them to you.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks a lot.
All right, yeah, well, that was nice that you acknowledged that.
Or...
Did you give your address to Chris?
I'm going to right now.
Okay,
we'll
you do that.
Get that in the mail, because he can still go next week.
Yeah, I'll put him in the mail today.
Yeah.
So. Very good. All right, Tom, you got your wish.
Not Tom.
It's Gary.
Gary.
I made the mistake.
Glenn, Gary. Whatever your name is out there in Dundalk, you're going to get some
tickets.
I don't care what you call me. Just send me the
tickets.
Right. Exactly. Hey, you got it.
See you, buddy. Thanks.
Gary, have a great day.
Bye-bye.
my goodness. I was going to call him something different. I should.
Okay. I hope he got his address there, Chris. But anyway, let me go on here. Hey, we got some great news this past week. You know, we have this organization called Bucks, Bears, Stags. We have a team of outstanding individuals that are volunteers, and we measure deer for a score to be put in the Maryland record book. We published the first Maryland record book in 2020, still available online, still available at some of the retailers, and it's called Maryland's Finest. We have over 3,000 entries in there. We have 200 pictures. We have stories of all the top bucks in Maryland, and we're building another one to be released next year in 2023. So right now we're right around 150-some deer being measured, and we're going to be measuring at the Maryland Bowhunter Society banquet on March 12th. So visit the website, Maryland Bowhunter Society, and we're going to be measuring at the MD Sportsman Show at the Howard County Fairgrounds on March 26th and 27th. So those are two events that you can, you know, get the rack from your taxidermist or bring your deer mount in, and we'll measure it up for you and see if you got a spot in the record book. But visit the website, Bucks, Bears, Stags. What the good news was, back in August, we applied to the Wildlife Advisory Committee. We appealed to them to vote that Bucks, Bears, Stags become the official record keepers of Maryland Big Game. They voted, I'm not sure how many members were there, but we had two abstentions. One of those was from one of our volunteers who's a member of the commission, and the other one was from the representative of the Humane Society of the United States abstained from the vote. The rest of the vote carried without any nays at all. So back in August, the Wildlife Advisory Commission asked the Wildlife and Heritage Service to consider Bucks, Bears, Stags as the official record keepers for Maryland Big Game. We just got the word the other day, and you can see this on the deer hunting page on the DNR website. And here's the announcement. It's official. Bucks Bears Stags is honored to be recognized as Maryland's official record-keeping organization for Maryland white-tailed deer, black bears, and Sika stags. The Wildlife Advisory Committee Commission voted overwhelmingly to recommend Bucks Bears Stags to the Wildlife and Heritage Service in a vote at the August meeting. I want to thank our BBS team members for their outstanding dedication to make this endorsement possible. See the notice on the DNR Wildlife and Heritage Deer Hunting in Maryland page, and then there's the link. I'm reading this off our Facebook page. And here's the quote, Maryland under Maryland Trophy Deer Records. The Wildlife and Heritage Service would like to recognize Bucks, Bears, Stags as the official record keeper for the Maryland Trophy Deer for Maryland Trophy Deer and Bears. For more information, visit Bucks, Bears, Stags. So we were honored after almost 5 years to be recognized as the official record keepers for Maryland Big Game. So visit the website, bucksbearsstags.com. That's bucks-bears-stags.com. Google it if you want, or use your search engine to search for Bucks, Bears, Stags, and you'll see what we're doing. We have nearly 5,000 people like us on our Facebook page now. So,
you know, this is really a big deal to us because we did this out of, well, I love taxidermy and all that, and Alan's love for deer, and the guys who volunteer with us, their love of deer hunting and the beauty of the animal and all that. And to get started was hard. I have not dealt with people like this before, and some of the people that we had, some very big naysayers, who came after us, weren't nice. Okay.
Yep.
I was not used to this whatsoever. Accusing us of trying to rip off people, make money, you know, do all this stuff. Consider the fact that we all, as volunteers, are supporting this ourselves, and we haven't really made a dime off of it.
No, you're right.
Okay.
No.
Believe me. You don't want to believe me, whatever. But there are some nasty people out there. And for the state of Maryland to say, you're doing a great job, we're proud of you all. You all are working hard, and we respect you and want you to be our record keeper, is a really big honor, and I'm very proud of it. I'm very proud of Alan. I'm very proud of our measures, and I'll screw this up. Bobby, Steve, Chuck, Doug, Doc,
Augie,
Carlton.
Paul.
I don't know the
Josh.
One. Matt. Josh, the newer ones.
Larry. Yep.
What was the last one?
Larry. Yeah,
I don't know all their names because the guys have been dealing with them, but our guys that started it. So I'm really proud of everybody, and I want to thank everybody who has supported us.
Yep. Yeah, and on the website there's a link called Request to Measure. So if you got a big deer or a black bear in Maryland that you think might qualify for the record books, just go to the website bucksbearsstags.com. Look at the Request to Measure page. And there's a form you can fill out. Very simple form. Name, address, email, phone number, confirmation number, county where you took the deer, what method, whether it's firearms, archery, muzzleloader, that type of thing. You hit the submit button, comes right to our email, and then we reply and send you the link or the list of our measures. And you can make an appointment with your closest measure. We ask for, photos. We're going to put a nice one up there today from Montgomery County, Robin, a big bow kill, 160 class deer, big, I think it's a 12 point that's going to be on the Facebook page later today. And he'll be coming to the Maryland Sportsman Show out there at Howard County Fairgrounds to get his measured. So we already know that. So that's cool. But it's a statewide effort. We've been to Western Maryland. We've been to Southern Maryland. We've been to the Eastern Shore, everywhere, upper shore, lower shore. We have measures all over the state. We're going to a private event in Montgomery County this month, primarily to look at youth deer. So we're just excited about this whole thing, the way it's grown and so forth. Like I said, since the book came out, we've measured over 150 animals. We've measured a new state record black bear. We measured a new state record youth non-typical deer. The deer was grossed 205 inches, netted over 200, killed right here in Talbot County by a youngster. We have measured a new state record Sika deer with a bow, these animals were, they were hidden. They were the big black bear was taken in 2012. The Sika deer was taken in 2007. The new state record pickup deer was found by a non-hunter big, giant, typical buck found laying on a beach. And, you know, left it lay. And his buddy said, well, if it's that big, you ought to get it. He got it. You know, we had him, you know, he doesn't like a lot of publicity. He's not a hunter, but we were able to, you know, convince him to have it measured. He measured, had it measured, turned out to be a state record. We have a new state record, non-typical pickup deer. You know, these shed hunters find what they call deadheads, skulls with the antlers attached, and we have a category for that. We have a new category for women only. We have youth category, and, you know, it's just we just are excited about the whole thing. So can you tell? 410-922-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'll take our first break, and while we're taking our break, feel free to call, and you can get on the line and talk about anything you want to talk about. We want to talk about Clyde Sport Shop. Now, look, Clyde Sport Shop is getting ready for fishing. As soon as the weather breaks a little bit, people are going to go fishing. They've got everything you need. Let's talk about that. But we'll also tell you that a month from now, March 4th through Sunday, March 13th, they're going to have their big 10-day Let's Go Fishing sale. So we know that. We know they're a full-line Browning dealer. But what I wanted to tell you about, especially today, is the fact that Clyde Sport Shop just received a supply of Winchester pump-action shotguns, the Winchester SXP Defender shotguns. This is the perfect home defense weapon. There are four models to choose from $360 to $580, which is reasonable price for firearm. I mean, you know, what's your insurance policy on your house cost? Well, here's something to back that up. Stop by and own the firearm that could save your life. It's a Winchester SXP Defender. Like I said, four models to shotgun. 360 for the basic, you know, if you want the handle on the forend, we've got that. If you want some special stocks and so forth, they've got that. Four different models. So check that out at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. So, hey, We're sitting here broadcasting from our back room, our great room, or where we spend 90% of our time here in the house when we're not sleeping. And there's a fireplace glowing in front of us, a beautiful flames licking up, the blower's on, the heat's coming out into the room, and all that's controlled mostly by Robin with the remote control. Question is, do you have a hole in your wall you call a fireplace that you don't use? Well, why not fill it in with a gas fireplace insert from Backyard Billy's? Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in this region. Now, we purchased an EX35 made by Enviro. Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. Anytime we call, have a question, they're glad to answer it. So we like the convenience of that remote control, the beauty, the room-filling heat. I think I've explained that already. So they have two models, two brands with a lot of models, Enviro and Regency brand. So why not stop by and check them out today while supplies last? You can select a new pellet stove, a gas stove, an electric stove, or a wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop by the showroom soon. You'll be ready for that next cold snap, which is tonight. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billies, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, if you're coming from the bridge. Graysonville, if it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back after these messages.
We know it's hard to see everything the Great American Outdoor Show has to offer in just one day. So take advantage of our ticket specials. Our afternoon ticket, good Monday through Thursday, gets you in anytime after 3 p.m. for just $8. Then don't forget to bounce back on Sunday, February 13th for free. Bring the stub of a regular price ticket from any previous day of the 2022 Great American Outdoor Show and get in free. Explore the world's largest outdoor sports show and see all of our special ticket offers at Great American Outdoor Show.org.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Never ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down. Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was watching them and gathering around. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees, and trying to get away. Contemplating nothing but escape and finally making it. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
Golly, what a day. So,
oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
All right. What did you do, Robin?
No, no, it's a picture. You'll see it.
Oh, my God.
I just
God.
Saw it. I'm sorry. It just cracked me up. I just can't stop laughing. It's so stupid. I can't stop.
That's not... No, I don't get it.
It says you thought smoking was bad when you were pumping gas.
Oh.
Standing in water, putting electric in your car.
Yeah, I see. Jeez, I see it. Oh, that's funny. That is funny.
I'm sorry. I just, for some reason.
It's a bank of electric charging stations for electric cars.
In a flood.
Yeah, that's not risky.
It just cracked me up, and I don't know why. It's not even that. I mean, it's really true.
The irony.
It requires some thought.
Yeah, the irony of it.
Yeah, exactly.
I came right to my mind. Sorry it took you so long to catch up.
No, I got it right away, but...
No, you did not.
All right, moving right along. I'm glad you're happy.
Oh, gosh. Sorry, y'all.
Somebody tickled your funny bone today.
Oh, I don't know. What's wrong with me today? I'm in a great mood. I'm going to see my grandkids for the first time in
10 days.
Yeah, but yes, I can't wait to see them.
Got it. So, what prompted a lot of conversation in the last hour was the speech made by the mumbler in chief, who was talking about gun crimes in New York City, and then he brought Baltimore into the mix, and he made a comment about Georgia supplying firearms to, you know, that are recovered in Baltimore in a crime situation that guns from out of state are making their way here. Well, that caused me to say, how many guns really came from Georgia that were recovered in Baltimore and, you know, during commission of crimes? Well, turns out more than you think. And in this article that was in Baltimore Magazine, maybe you saw it, maybe you didn't, but I'll be more than glad to send you the link. It's called The Iron Pipeline. It talks about sources outside of the state, you know, gun traffickers bringing guns into Baltimore, selling them on the street to anybody who wants them at, of course, a premium price. You know, they may buy the gun legally. They may, you know, they may have a I'm not going to, you know, they may have a way of acquiring guns that is unsavory. But these guns make it to Baltimore. Criminals buy them right off the street, cash, no questions asked, no registration, no, you know, no background checks, nothing. And the numbers are astounding. Numbers are astounding. Over 100,000 guns taken off the street in Baltimore. And the article brings in various police chiefs, various administrations. It talks to people that, you know, that were now former criminals, now community activists and that type of thing. And it's just an extremely interesting article. And there's a map there that shows how many guns come into state from different places. And believe it or not, Virginia is the number one Of all the guns seized in Baltimore during 2019, Virginia supplied 1,000 of those firearms that were taken off the street during the commission of crimes. You know, Pennsylvania, 380. Georgia, you know, was that the president singled out was kind of down the list with like 250. But every state surrounding Maryland supplies it with illegal firearms. It's pretty amazing. So if you'd like a copy of that article that was in Baltimore Magazine called Iron Pipeline, we'll be more than glad to share that with you. So who's our caller, Robin?
Nobody. I wanted you to read.
Oh, yes. I would like Chris to play that quote. Please do, Chris. We will allocate that time right now.
We're going to turn to Washington now, and Vice President Joe Biden unplugged. As part of his leading role in the president's efforts to prevent gun violence, he was taking questions yesterday from readers of Parents Magazine. ABC's John Carl was listening in as both Biden and those readers got a little more than they bargained for.
Here's a side of Joe Biden you don't see every day.
Buy a shotgun.
He wasn't doing a commercial for his favorite gun shop. He was responding to online questions from Parents Magazine, and he seemed to get a little rattled when some of the questions came from people unhappy with the president's gun proposals.
Do you believe that banning certain weapons and high-capacity magazines will mean that law-abiding citizens will then become more of a target to criminals, as we will have no way to sufficiently protect ourselves?
Is this Parents Magazine?
It is.
I have Parents Magazine at home. I've never heard anybody in Parents Magazine ask these kinds of questions. What's your name?
Kate.
Kate, if you want to protect yourself, get a double-barrel shotgun, have the shells, a 12-gauge shotgun.
The vice president said that is exactly what he told his wife to do.
Said, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here, or walk out, put that double-barrel shotgun, and fire 2 blasts outside the house. I promise you, whoever's ever coming in is not going to... You don't need an AR-15. It's harder to aim, it's harder to use, and in fact, you don't need 30 rounds to protect yourself.
Biden is the president's point man on gun control, but he has also repeatedly tried to show that he is a believer in the Second Amendment. To another reader of Parents Magazine, he said, I have 2 shotguns at home. Nobody is going to come and take my guns. And, George, I have to say one more thing from all of us here in Washington. Welcome back, Robin. Awesome to have you back.
John,
great
thank
to hear
you.
It.
I appreciate
Very
that.
Blunt Joe Biden.
Exactly.
That was the ABC News crew. Wasn't that Stephanopoulos? I believe it was.
Yes, it was, George.
And that was when Joe Biden was Vice President of the United States under President Barack Hussein Obama. That was his comments on how to protect yourself in your home. Shoot a shotgun outside your home, and whoever's coming in will think twice about it. You don't need an AR-15. You don't need 30 shots. Depends on how many home invaders you have. What happens if 4 guys break down your door? What are you going to do with 2 shots? That's the follow-up question that I would have asked. You know? I don't know. Anyway, he's repeating the same old crap again this week while he was in New York with the newly elected mayor of New York. Who's run into some trouble for some past comments that he's made about race. Did you see that, Chris? Chris must be answering a phone call. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the New York mayor's in trouble because when he was on the police force, he called some of his fellow white officers the C word. Rhymes with Ritz during a speech. So there you go. All right, 410, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yes, I got an email from Eileen. I'd like you to call Bel Air Gun Range, and you can take classes. You can go shoot. There is a possibility that they would know about a women's gun range or women's gun club. So as our sponsor, I would call them, or you could also call Clyde Sports Shop, 2 of our sponsors, Bel Air Gun Range, Clyde Sports Shop. They may be able to direct you. So. All right. Mark and Glenn Burney wants to know. Okay. We'll be more than glad to send this copy of this article, the Iron Link, or the Iron Pipeline, the Iron Pipeline in Baltimore Magazine written not that long ago to anybody who inquires by email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Seems to be back in the news. Guns got thrust back into the news because of the amazing rise in crime in New York, with the violent crime up, shootings up, the shootings up all across the nation, in the inner cities primarily. You know, and it's very interesting. It's very interesting that the president talked about, President Mumbles talked about New York. I don't know if he said D.C. or not, but New York, Baltimore, he named several other big cities, never mentioned Chicago, Robin. Never mentioned Chicago.
Really?
Nope, not a word. Never mentioned anything in California. So, you know, he knows where to avoid the he knows where to avoid stepping on his fellow Democrats. So, hey, wow, that's cool. Hey, Fred, that is wonderful. Fred Reinthaler from Aircraft Heating and Cooling, one of our advertisers in Maryland Hunting Quarterly, is in Hancock, or that area, volunteering their time to put air conditioning in the Heartwood Outdoors house out there that where they take disadvantaged youngsters turkey and deer hunting.
Oh, that's amazing.
Isn't that great? Fred, you're my hero this morning, buddy.
Yep. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you just made our morning.
Absolutely. Great group out there, Heartwood Outdoors. Tracy Groves and the Groves family, I consider my friends. Gary, I know, is an avid listener of the Blazing Bear. I don't know that Tracy listens that much. His brother, Troy, just a good, good family. Been bear hunting with the family as well, twice up in New Brunswick, so... got my first bear with those guys, and they were very, very, very active in the outdoors. Tracy's actually an ordained minister now, so we think a lot of that family. We sure do. Very active in Royal Rangers and everything else. And I know Emmett knows those guys, and you know, and Fred's good dude. So thanks, everybody. I appreciate you guys doing that. I really do. We have.
I think it's amazing. I'm just sitting here thinking about it.
Yep.
Blows me away. We need more of that.
Yep. We have Phil. Let's talk to Philip on the line, and then we will do our second commercial break and then talk to Roy after that. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, sir and madam.
Morning.
Hope everyone's doing well.
Everybody's great.
Good, good. I have come to the conclusion that Miss Robbins is a beach baby, because I'm sure you've noticed it before and haven't made mention of it.
A breech baby?
A beach, as in summertime. She has slept through the entire hunting season and now wakes up just in time for fishing season, as you noted in your advertisement.
You know what?
You're right.
You're absolutely right on that.
I love her to death, and you too, but good grudge. I was sitting here cracking up. I'm thinking, man, you know, I'm sitting on the front porch trying to figure out where I put my thumb-related underbreeches, because I put them away about 10 years ago because we haven't had a winter, and now it's getting a little chilly.
Yeah.
But I gotta make mention of the fact about old Brandon. I didn't know they could pack that much stupid in one package.
I love it. You just made my day. I like that one too.
That dude is just unbelievable. I tried to watch that the interview a little bit there, or whatever he was doing up there.
Yeah, in New York. Yeah,
I got so mad.
About 2 minutes, and I had to turn it off. The thing that scares me the most, and he said this multiple times, if I'm not mistaken, no amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
That was the scariest thing that I have heard him say in the time that I've, you know, in highlights of what he said. But when you look at Australia and what they're doing to those people over there, because they are unarmed, that should be a wake-up call to every American guy. I don't care if you're Democrat, liberal, alien, you know, it don't make a difference.
I get it.
The Second Amendment is what protects this Constitution. That's why they want to get rid of it so badly.
That's right. Exactly right.
Well,
that's how Hitler took over Germany. He had a list of who had what, and then they systematically went through Germany and pulled all the guns out of the house, and they were stuck.
And I'm sure you've heard about the ATF with their almost 1 billion records.
Yes.
Gun purchases.
Yes, they do. Yep.
So,
no question.
We are in dire times in this nation.
No
we
national gun registry, except you got to put your name, address, social security number, or driver's license number on the 4473 form when you legally purchase a firearm in this country.
Yes,
Robin, you
yes.
have something to say.
Yeah, he said that the Second Amendment is that, you know, it's there, but it doesn't give you a right to bear any type of arm.
Well, we've had.
Oh, yes. Heard that, too.
Yeah, we heard
he
that.
He said that. He said you can't go out and buy an assault rifle. You can't a full assault rifle. You can't go out and buy a cannon. Okay. That we're not going to allow that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So
that's a common sense thing, you know.
It is a common sense thing. But you know there are class 3 dealers out there, you know. You got to go, you can purchase a gun if you jump through the hoop. So hey man, thank you for the call. We appreciate it, Phil.
You lightened my morning.
Yep, you brightened up Robin's day, that's for sure.
Well, that's because she's awake now. I brightened it up a couple times while she was sleeping through deer season.
I know it.
Yeah, but now I'm back.
You're awake.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Indeed. Hey, Spurrier's Tire Service, right around the corner here on the corner of Dover and Elliott Road, just off Route 50 in Easton, is where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Why? They've been around a long time. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your truck or your car, any make, any model, any work truck, big, small, school bus, I don't care. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton, Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com, or visit 410-822 or call 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. Now, the Winter Sportsman's Auction is coming up Sunday, February 20th, starting at 11 a.m. at Russum Furniture Auction, 201 North Church Street in Sudlersville, Maryland. You can attend in person, or you can bid online. The catalog will be available this coming week of February 7th. When you see that online, you can see everything that's in the auction, which is cool. Over 100 firearms, many decoys, artwork, and all manner of related items will be on the auction block. See Russum's auction information at www.jrsantiques.com, jrsantiques.com, and Facebook page, or use your search engine to find Russum Furniture Auction. Highbid.com and LiveAuctioneers.com can help you bid online. Don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auctions on the Eastern Shore, located 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland, in Queen Anne's County. Call 410-928-3415. That's 410-928-3415 for the Winter Sportsman's Auction at Russum Furniture. We'll be right back after these messages.
Toll numbers for this first weekend of February. We had some snow early this morning, but the sunshine trying to come out today. Those northwest winds have really dropped the numbers here in the mid-Atlantic. 32 degrees all we'll make today. 18 degrees tonight. Sunshine Sunday. High 36, low 26. And a pretty work week ahead. Monday through Friday looks dry and quiet with high temps in the 40s and 50s. Sunshine all week. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. and you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Okay, we're back. Let's talk to, was it Roy?
Yes, Roy. Roy.
Good morning, Roy. How are you?
Good morning, kids. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Good.
I'm trying to keep this burglar thing above board. In our driveway, we have a sign that says, "Burglars, please carry ID so we can notify next of kin."
No, I like it.
Oh, I love it.
So we have a disclaimer there just in case.
That's
hey,
good.
You're a great reason to get up on Saturday mornings. You both have a great day.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. You have a super day.
Appreciate it. There we go. Short and sweet.
That was great.
Very complimentary.
I'm really liking this morning.
Yep.
Very I got to nice. Talk more often.
Yeah, you should. That's why you're here. You're my foil.
I know, but usually I just tell you when
but
you're.
You know what? People don't know.
What?
You're very quiet. You're my foil, but you are the most intelligent woman I've ever met in my life.
Thank you, babe.
And Robin, you have such an impact that Ira had to redo your intro.
Yeah, he did. Here's your host, Alan Ellis. Oh, no, Ira. Nuh-uh. So.
Well, I try not to say a whole lot just because I don't want to bore people, but when I have something to say, I'll say it.
Indeed. Indeed. We have a number of emails. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least five people are requesting the Iron Pipeline article.
Did you send that to Chris and I?
Yeah,
yes, you did.
I did.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we can share that. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Extremely interesting and informative article in Baltimore Magazine. If you didn't pick up a copy of it, it's online. And I will send that link to you per your request at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Right, Chris?
Yes.
Yes, indeed. So, all right, well. I'm gonna as we roll through here. I may throw a commercial in from time to time to make sure you know we get our last break in. So you know, just be aware that you might hear about our sponsors here while we're on the air. I mean, you know what I mean. While we're in the course of a normal discussion here. So 410 WCBM 680 410-922-6680. If you'd like to discuss anything we talked about, we'll be more than glad to discuss that with you. So. Right, Chris?
Yeah, such as, you know, your future fishing trips, what you do to prepare to get ready to go fishing.
Yeah, we don't have quite enough time for that because it takes me a long time to prepare. But I will say this. The primitive deer season just ended Thursday, and I had a problem with the muzzleloader that I selected to use last year. I had a misfire. Aimed at a beautiful 10-point buck, big, thick rack, pulled the trigger, the cap went off, the gun didn't. I could not figure it out because I'd taken deer with that gun in the past. This is a custom muzzleloader percussion cap built by Getz Barrel Company back in the early 80s. Very accurate, very good shooting gun, and I couldn't figure out why it didn't go off. So this year, I didn't shoot it, but I did something that I hadn't done before. I put some grains of 4F powder, took the nipple out, put some grains of 4F powder in there so they would fire and make sure that the gun fired. But while I was doing that, I was using a nipple pick to poke those grains down into the already loaded powder. Okay, found out that the touch hole between the nipple and the chamber had been blocked. And that was the problem. That's why the cap went off and the gun didn't. So I used that nipple pick and opened that up and was confident that I had fixed the problem. When I fired the gun yesterday, I was right. Any deer that would have been aimed at with that firearm would have been in immediate jeopardy at that point. So I was very happy for that. Now I'm going to take it all apart and clean the whole thing and make sure that it's ready to go for next year. I'm also going to replace the sights on it because it has such a tiny brass bead and it's such a fine V in the back that during daylight hours it's fine, but with my eyesight it's more difficult. So I'm going to put a little larger, probably white bead and a little different backsight on it to make it a little easier to aim. But I'm really anticipating getting some of the vintage black powder guns ready to go next year, a couple flintlocks and a couple percussion caps. So we'll see if that works out. Anyway, hey, you know, the Winter Sportsman's Auction is Sunday, February 20th, starting at 11 a.m. at Russum Furniture Auction, 201 North Church Street in Sudlersville. Now, you can attend in person or bid online. The catalog will be available this coming week of February 7th. Over 100 firearms, many, many decoys, artwork, all manner of related outdoor items will be on the auction block. See Russum's auction information at www.jrsantiques.com, jrsantiques.com, and their Facebook page, or use your search engine to find Russum Furniture Auction. Highbid.com and liveauctioneers.com can help you bid online. Don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auctions in the Eastern Shore. Located 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland, in Queen Anne's County. Call 410-928-3415. That's 410-928-3415 for the Winter Sportsman's Auction. That's what I said. So, oh, no. How much did the pirate pay for his earrings, Robin?
I don't know.
A buccaneer?
I would have never thought of that one.
No?
Mm-mm.
Thank you, Joe, for that one.
I love it.
I appreciate that. So I think somebody sent me a text, too. I don't know who it is. Might have been Chris. Yes. What do we have here? We got a few minutes left, I guess. So.
Well, we just might as well go ahead and just finish up because the pre-recorded stuff is 2 minutes right there.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Chris. You're absolutely right. Well, I need to talk about Backyard Billies. It's very simple. Go to Hearth America Facebook page or visit BackyardBillies.com. See everything they have to offer. They're the leading hearth, fireplace, and stove dealer in the region. We bought our gas fireplace insert from them, and we enjoy it immensely. But they do have pellet stoves, gas stoves, electric stoves, wood stoves, barbecue grills, outdoor furniture, and everything you need to make your backyard fun, even to heat your house. So Hearth America at Backyard Billies, look it up, and you'll be glad you did. The phone number is 410-928-3415. That's 410-928-3415. I'm sorry, that's Russum Auction. That's Russum Auction number. Let me give you Backyard Billies number. 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billies. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. You will enjoy your trip there no matter what you're looking for or even if you're not looking for anything. Once again, Clyde Sports Shop has a supply of Winchester SXP Defender shotguns, the perfect home defense weapon. There are four models to choose from, starting at $360 up to $580. Stop by and own the firearm that could save your life. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway. Exit number 9, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. And we'll be right back as soon as Chris finishes playing the rest of the commercials.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Robin.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, enjoy the day. Good luck to our veterans and kids today. Get out there and get some.